WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
While everyone else is doing the Macarena, rock critic Ken Tucker is doing the Train. That's the new dance hit by a Florida-based group, the Quad City DJs, that Ken says was the real novelty hit of the summer. And its popularity is continuing into the fall.
Hey, remember the summer? Remember it seemed like everywhere you looked, little knots of people were doing the Macarena, that insidiously simple tune that already seems as overplayed as Stairway to Heaven? Well, hot on its heels, and a much hotter, funnier piece of music to boot, is Come On and Ride It, which has dancers all over the country forming a locomotive conga line, reaching up in the air to pull imaginary train whistles and yelling, toot toot. Sort of hip-hop soul train, Come On and Ride It is the creation of Quad City DJs, a staple of the Florida disco scene. The group is led by the producer and bass player Johnny McGowan, who was also behind 1993's definitive summer junk hit, Woot, There It Is. McGowan specializes in slinky grooves with yelled refrains that turn into chanted pop mantras. For Quad City DJs, McGowan has enlisted the aid of vocalist Jelana LaFleur, who has a refreshingly direct, conversational style. Johnny McGowan, Quad City DJs, and McGowan's other group, the 69 Boys, remind me of another older Florida consortium, KC and the Sunshine Band, back in the 70s. Like McGowan, Harry Casey worked as the secret force behind any number of other one-hit wonders and found Florida's dance scene receptive to his talent for simple, sunny riffs and grooves. If you think it's easy to create such arresting mindlessness, remind yourself that tons of musicians are constantly trying to come up with arrangements of a few musical notes that will stick in the craws of millions of Americans, and the fact remains that the industry yields only one or two of these pervasive hits in any given year. Unlike a lot of novelty acts, the Quad City DJs album Get On Up and Dance doesn't just coast on the strength of its hit single, it's packed with fun stuff. More power to 'em, I say.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.